Hachette Audio presents Happy Family, a novel. Written by Tracy Barone. Read by Courtney Patterson. For Zoe Ann. Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Leo Tolstoy, Anna Karenina. August 5th, 1962. Marilyn Monroe found dead, drug overdose. Jamaica celebrates independence. Nelson Mandela arrested for illegally leaving South Africa. Trenton, New Jersey. Generator blowout at St. Mercy's. 12-car pileup on the New Jersey Turnpike. Worst in state's history. Part 1. The baby. Miriam. The pregnant girl enters the Trenton Family Clinic, looking like she parted the Red Sea to get there. The lower half of her dress is wet with amniotic fluid, and the upper half is streaked with sweat. She stands, shifting her weight from foot to foot, in the waiting room near the check-in window. She breathes in quick, sharp breaths. No identification, no insurance card. The entire contents of her plastic purse, $1.39, half a roll of Necco wafers, a chewed pencil, and a hand-shaped pendant with an eye in its center. She's 16 or 17, with white, white skin and black hair. She smells like tobacco and spices that don't come in tins at the Stop and Shop. A jolt of pain makes her feel like her flesh is being stripped from her bones. "Hey," she pants, gripping the ledge of the window. "Hey, somebody." The somebodies around don't have white coats, caps, or name tags. They sit or stand, pressing towels to wounds, looking dazed or scared. An elderly man wearing a janitor's uniform strains first to pull, then to push a fat man off a chair and onto a gurney. The man has lost a shoe, has blood spatter on his pants. During one attempt, the janitor tips into the gurney, sending it caroming into a wall. "Nurse?" the girl asks. On a regular day, the nurses wouldn't have been in a rush to help this girl. They see poor kids like her all the time, although they're not white, not in this neighborhood. But this is not a regular day. It's a short straw Sunday, and the majority of the clinic staff are off. They're in movie theaters or dipping their feet in water.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?